And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There are a lot of flaws in a new state legislative proposal that would force all of the state's 100 sheriffs to honor so-called detainer requests from the Trump administration's Immigration Enforcement Agency, ICE. But a few really stand out. Number one, mandating close cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE can undermine public safety. As many sheriffs have testified, when immigrant community members come to fear that any interaction with law enforcement can lead to a situation in which they or their family member would be detained or deported, they, not surprisingly, tend to shy away from reporting crimes or interacting with law enforcement in any way. Number two, the legislation makes a mockery of local control in deferring to the expertise of local law enforcement officials, two things that many conservative lawmakers have lectured us about for years. Number three, a detainer is a request to hold someone merely upon suspicion of their immigration status and without probable cause. It raises serious constitutional questions. The bottom line, state lawmakers should heed the North Carolina Sheriff's Association and send this detainer proposal to the circular file. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.